Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Stephanie's Guide to Tarot. From coast to coast and around the globe, I am Stephanie, your host for today, and you are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. Coming to you live and direct from Northern California, I am a live call-in show over here, and we're going to be doing live free readings all show long. If you would like to get that mini reading, all you got to do is call in at 714-816-4628, and remember to press 1 in order to get into the queue. If you want to get that reading, you got to press 1 when you call in. That way we know that you're looking to get that reading. And again, that number is 714-816-4628, and press 1. Also, you could join us in our live chat room at psychictalk.net/live. All right, guys, I want to tell you a little bit about myself. I am a psychic medium, and I am an empath. I do read tarot cards. I'm a third-generation reader. My mom is an active psychic, too. You want to go look back at one of our past episodes. I have a mother-daughter duo on there, and you could check that out. You can also check me on Google. I've been doing live readings for over 26 years. I'm also on Keen, if you'd like to reach me there. You can reach me at my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com, and every Thursday I run a special. If you book 10 minutes, you get 5 minutes free, and if you book 15, you get 10 minutes free. So if you want to check that deal out, please go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I have a few announcements to make today. This will be my last show for the summer. I'm going to take a summer break. I got a lot going on. I'll keep everybody updated, but I'm helping my mom in Reno, Nevada, so I'm kind of traveling a lot, getting ready to take care of some health stuff, and I am going to be moving again. So I got a lot of stuff going on, and I'm going to need the summer to do that. I'll miss you guys, but I will be back after the summer. So if you want to get a tarot reading from me today, I do not do general reading, okay? You have to ask me what you want to know. You want me to look into somebody, I need their name. I need you to be direct in what you want to know so I can read the energy. I know we got a nice little lineup here. I think my first area code is 815. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
My name is Terry, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Well, hey, Terry, how are you?
I'm doing good. It's actually Carrie with a C.
Oh, Carrie. All right. Sorry about that.
No worries.
What's going on? How can I help you?
So my question is, I'm currently seeing this really great guy, and I'm a single parent, so I just wanted to know if it was going to work out between us in the long run.
All right, what's his first name?
Ryan.
All right. I'm going to see what his intentions are and what you can kind of expect with this in the long run. All right. Had bad luck with women. I get that right off the bat. He's a traditional guy. And I get, you know, he would like to improve things in his romantic life. And I do get that he is not the kind of guy that is just looking for a lover. Okay? I do feel like that this guy's got, like, deep feelings. All right, he is emotional. He's sensitive. He's open. Okay? But he's not into rushing. When I get him looking at you, I do get a well-meaning kind of person that is looking for that feeling, the sincerity of it all. So I like the fact that he's not like, I don't feel like he's like, oh, I want to get married right now, but I do feel that this guy is open to a good relationship and one that's not crazy with crazy women in it. With you, I get, as long as you don't give him any emotional, like crazy emotional confusion, like you're up and down or have too many problems, that this will work out. And I do get a relationship developing. Okay. I get you slow
Perfect.
And steady. I get slow and steady. Already, you're a little too good to be true because I feel like he's waiting for the rug to be pulled up under him for you to mess up, like act crazy. You know what I mean? Like he's used to crazy women. Or he's used to bad experience. But he likes the way things are going, and he likes the you seem like you're a good family woman, too, okay? So I kind of get the energy here of what he's looking for. So this is definitely the beginning of a romance that means something, okay? I like him.
Okay.
I like him. I get a little
That's great.
Improvement. Well, he has to improve a little bit and be a little bit more communicative, but I think that's just going to come with time. Even more.
Okay.
I like him, Carrie. Good luck with everything.
Oh, good. Thank you so much.
No,
you're
very welcome.
Have yourself a great day.
All right, you too. All right, bye-bye. All right, I got another caller on the line. I got area code 484. What's your name and where are you calling me from, caller?
Hi, Stephanie. This is Tonette calling you.
Well, hey, Tonette. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Good. What's going on?
Well, basically, I kind of tried to make a few moves here with Desiree to see if we could get the movement. I messaged her 2 weeks ago she messaged me 2 weeks ago on Instagram and said that she would tell me everything, whatever that meant, and that she would see me when it was safe and that she loved me and missed me. And then I had showed her a picture of the house keys, and I told her she could pick up the keys anytime. Totally ignored everything, didn't say I want to come and get the keys. And then Tuesday, I messaged her on Facebook because she's still not responding to the text messages on the phone. I think she has me blocked. And I said, listen, Desiree, I said, it's obvious that you have me blocked on text messaging yet again. I've done nothing wrong here. It's been over 3 months, and you know, you're with Andrew. This is who you choose to be with. And, you know, I said, I just think it's very sad that you would do this yet again to me and block me and keep going through these cycles like this. I said, because, I mean, you know, I truly did love you and that you would do this. She saw the message on Tuesday, hasn't responded nothing, hasn't told me off, hasn't said anything. She just... And she hasn't unfriended me on Facebook.
I know right away that why she got you blocked, and I know it is a personal feeling. But you know what? She got you blocked so you can't text her at the wrong time, especially when she's around him. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it can't come through. So she can't handle that activity because you know it'll create a fight or possibly even violence. So I'm pulling what you can expect to happen with Desiree coming up so we could kind of get what's going to happen. She is going to get your message, but she is hiding them, okay? I do get she's got 1 foot out the door. This is better than the last time I've read her energy.
Yeah, she saw the Facebook message, because when you send somebody a private message on Facebook, it will say seen on Tuesday. But it isn't like she retaliated and said, well, yeah, I'm with Andrew, go bleep yourself or whatever. She's not doing nothing. She's not even trying to explain anything.
She's got 1 foot out the door. She's looking at her own discernment. So she's looking at her own environment. she's being cautious. I know it's driving you crazy, but there's nothing
right.
that you could do. If you want to be there when she's ready, which I do get, she's got one foot out the door. She's a slow-moving woman. She's wait. When she leaves
mm-hmm.
them, she's going to leave them for good. And I know where, I know when she leaves them, it's when he actually, I feel like he beats her or he really does something to scare her, and that's horrible
okay.
to say. But that's
yeah.
when I get her actually fleeing the situation. She doesn't leave.
Mm-hmm.
She flees. I see her
mm-hmm.
run away. So don't timing, I'm not a time god, but I am getting it's coming soon. That means it's not going to be next year. It could be any
right.
time, right? It's just
right.
got you on edge. That's it. The only thing I could do is get you to do some energy work towards her to kind of
mm-hmm.
draw her to you. To make her feel
well,
like
what is,
she can come.
Right.
That's
what
it.
Is she
That's
feeling? What is she feeling since I sent her that message on Facebook? Like,
well,
you know.
Well, she's cautious. She's cautious. I mean, there's nothing she could do.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing she could do at the moment, obviously, or she'd do it. I know what kind of
yeah.
a situation she's in, and it's not a normal. She is in a domestic violent situation.
Right.
It's abusive.
And
so
she put herself back in there. Right.
So she's scared, and she's going to make her movements when she wants. You're just going to have to really, you'll just do energy work that she's okay and bring her to you know, bring her to
mm-hmm.
you. She'll be safe with you. Let her feel you. But she does feel
now,
safe.
Are you
mm-hmm.
pretty positive
so
that when she...
But, Tonette, I do have a long lineup, and I am running a special today. So if you want to book a
okay.
session with me, I'm 10 minutes, and you get 5 minutes free. And then if you book 15, you get 10. All you got to do is just go to my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com.
Okay. I'll check
all
it
right,
out.
Darling. All right. Well,
all
I
right.
hope to hear from you.
Okay. You
okay.
take care.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, guys. I'm doing mini readings, so I wish I could talk to you guys longer and ask all your questions, but that's why I'm running the special. I'm here to let you know what I can do and what I see, and I'm definitely here anytime you guys need me. I do have another caller on the line. I got area code 484. Oh, wait, I think we just did that one. That was Tonette. Okay, so this caller doesn't have an area code, so I'm just going to bring him on. Can you hear me, caller? What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, how you doing? Good afternoon. Lisa, Arizona.
Hello.
And nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. What's your name?
Lisa, Arizona.
Lisa from Arizona. Well, how can I help you today, Lisa?
Okay. I have a question, and a personal, it's not easy doing the work that you do, so thank you for helping people. Yes, ma'am. I understand you. The question is, I have a old friend, it's a white patient man, sorry, the letter, he goes by R or J, or I'm not in the perimeter where I was. I want to know if he is taking any form of action towards somebody that lives in front of him. Because there were some.
I need their names. But if it's not you, I need to grab their energy. I need his name and her and the person in front of him that you want me to look at. So I can see if there's going to be a course of action.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the name is, I believe it goes by Robert, and the female is named Chiquita.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
With. It just said. Deal.
Well. I get right away that it would be he would be a fool if he did do anything. Now you want to know what he would do towards her, and here I'm getting unfulfilled stuff. Okay, so I think that she's waiting for him to take an action, and I don't feel that he is. All right. I get her being let down, and I get bad luck. Who is this person to you? Why am I getting such a negative thing if he goes and that does anything towards this woman? I get negative. He doesn't want to. He needs to put her in the path.
Okay. I don't know.
Robert, is he your boyfriend or somebody you like?
No, because he came at me because I ignore him on his sexual needs. So can you, are you able to tell me why so much anger towards me? Because I never seduce him, and that female did seduce him, and I didn't. And I'm sorry to take your time.
Uh huh. So
please,
because right
I do feel bad.
Alone. So he must have messed with her, and now he's leaving her alone. And he's having setbacks with you because he can't get control over the situation. He is defiant. Hold on. Okay. Because you're not quite the girlfriend either yet. You guys are seeing each other, or he wants to see you. You are challenging him. And that's another issue why he's angry with you. And you guys are not a complete partnership either, so you're not even on the right page. You guys got some type of misunderstanding going on, and so it makes it hard to express a sincere interest when there's some type of a disappointment going on. You understand?
Yes.
He doesn't know what to do, so it brings out anger. But that's definitely what I'm here for. So I know you've got a lot of questions. I can feel it. And that's why I'm running this special. So it would be an absolute pleasure to hear from you. All you got to do is go to my website and then text me.
Okay.
All right, darling. So,
yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your time. God bless you.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, guys, I have another caller on the line. I got area code 917. What's your name and where are you calling me from, caller?
Hi, this is Jane, and I would like to know what you see for my career coming up.
What do you mean? Be a little bit more specific with me.
Well, this place is closing down, so where do you see me go next?
Okay,
please.
So are you going to get another job, or what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Yes, please. Just going to press it down.
I'm sorry for the anxiety that this is starting to cause you. I do get the feelings coming in. I'm real empathic,
yeah.
So I can get this. I'm starting to feel your stress.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, you are preoccupied, so you've had having a hard time looking too, and you haven't done this in a little while. So I think I don't know if you need help with something to get going.
No, I'm applying to jobs and everything. I'm looking.
You are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got like a preoccupiedness around you. Let me see how long it's going to be before you find another job. Because I'm not getting nothing immediately. Having a lot of setbacks. I'm going to see why. You're very experienced in what you do, and so you are a higher paid person. I think that's what the problem may be coming up. Okay. They're looking at you being older and making more money, or having experience and making more money. I'm getting in about... I think it's going to take you almost a month and a half to 2 months to get a job in your field. And I don't know if the distractions that I'm seeing, I almost want to say I'm still picking up a distraction. So I'm wondering if you're all over the place applying and you're not sticking to, you know, sticking to an area and focusing in on an area instead of just all over. Or why do I get, because I'm still getting a preoccupiedness that would delay you. So I'm trying to figure out what that what's delaying you from getting a job. Because I'm getting it being hard for you. And I got why, and that's because you're experienced, maybe a little too experienced. But I do feel that you might, like, if you stay in, on a topic or more of an area, you won't be delayed as much. You get what I'm saying? It won't take so long. Are you there? All right. I don't know if we lost that caller or not, or if she didn't like what I was saying, but that's what I saw. So I hope she wants to replay it, or if you want to hear it, there's always a replay at the end of the day. So she can go back and listen to this, or if you're listening to me, you can end your delay of, because I do feel you're having a hard time finding a job. I just think if you concentrate more in one area and you stay a little bit more focused in one area instead of all over, that you'll find a job a lot sooner. And if you know what the trouble is of why it's taking, you know, why it's taking you a long time, if I'm getting you too experienced and your financial part is high, then you might be able to negotiate. At least you know what I'm getting as far as a problem. All right, so we got another caller on the line. I got area code 805. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, this is Donna and I'm from California.
Hey Donna, how are you?
Good. And you? You sound good.
I'm doing great. Thank you. What's going on, darling? How can I help you?
Well, you know, I was in my meditation about 6 weeks ago, which I do every morning, and I've been asking to meet a fellow and also for more money to come in. And all of a sudden, I got a message that was, it's coming soon. And it filled up my body with love, and I had all this appreciation. It was very gentle and soft, and I wanted to know what you were picking up on that, please.
What's the name of it?
What's the name of what?
The place.
Where I live?
No, you said, is that where you're feeling the feeling?
Oh, no. I heard a message.
I don't understand the question.
Okay, am I going to meet a fellow and is money going to be coming in? Because I got this message through my meditation that it's coming soon.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
thank
I'm sorry I misunderstood you.
No problem.
This is kind of general for me, so I'm just going with my tarot on this, all right?
Okay.
It's not in my little expertise, especially when it's like what's coming just like that. Boom.
Well, I wanted to know, like, if it's going to be a man in my life or, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I'm getting here is I am getting destiny. The Wheel of Fortune is the first thing that comes out, and this means that some type of outside influence is trying to advance you, which is spiritual to me, putting you on course, keeping you on course, or making sure that you're in the right direction for where you need to be. It's destiny to me. It also means that you're approaching the end of bad times. So you might still have some lingering things around you that you got to take care of, but I don't feel like you're there that much anymore. All right, I feel like you're in that you're basically approaching the end of hard times. So financial is coming into play, and an opportunity arising that's going to help you financially. It's appealing. And it's also challenging. Nothing is easy or falls from the sky. But it looks more like a proposition or a proposal or something that would attract you to advance financially. I don't know exactly what it is, but it definitely comes to you. So you are coming out of a stationary period in your life. And so when I get success, it doesn't always mean financial. I do get in the next couple of months that there's I get growth with an area or alert you to somebody trying to come back into your life.
Oh, okay.
All right, and it says to be alert.
Okay.
This person's been actively trying to seek you out.
Oh, okay.
So that means it's behind you, somebody that knows you already.
Oh, okay.
And I don't, when I get somebody like this, it's somebody that you're their true love or you're their crush. Or I don't feel it's someone that has hurt you. I feel like it's somebody that you've known in the past that maybe you were in a different opportunity with, and so you guys missed connection. I feel he's been looking for you for a long time.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You're familiar with this person.
Yeah.
And I do think that spiritually that you're not the kind of woman that's going to be on their internet dating like that. So
no, right,
I have
right.
I'm seeing it coming. So I am seeing something. It just says to be alert. Don't push people away. Okay? Because it is coming in electronically because they got to find you. All right?
Uh-huh.
But it'll be in a subtle way, and I do get to be alert to it.
Okay.
So you do have some changes coming, and I guess that just means that you're on the right path. It was a sign for you, and that you are definitely approaching the end of hard times or transition times or staleness, okay? So to me,
mm-hmm.
what you got was kind of like a sign.
Yeah.
Take it as a sign. Yeah. Well, I hope I was able to help you, darling.
Yeah, very much. Very much. I so appreciate that. Thank you. And you have a great day.
No, you're very welcome. You have a wonderful day.
Thanks.
No, you're welcome. Well, we have some wonderful upcoming episodes. Tomorrow, Friday, July 12th, well, there's going to be no show. But Dr. Rose and Dr. Dax will be back the next Friday on the 19th. And then Saturday, July 13th, I'm all tongue-tied. Dax and Mary have a topic. Everything you want to know about tarot. Plus, they're going to be taking your calls. Ooh, that sounds good. So if you would like to get a mini reading, Saturday, July 13th, go on over to psychictalk.net/upcoming shows, and you will definitely see what times they'll be starting. On Sunday, July 14th, using our intuition in our everyday lives is Cooch with Cosmic Cafe and Tarot Master author Cooch Daniels. They also do little mini readings also during their show. See all the upcoming shows and get the details on dates and show times at psychictalk.net/upcoming. All right, guys. And again, I want to remind you, if you didn't hear me in the beginning, I'm going to be taking a little bit of a summer break to handle some things and get ready for the next chapter of my life. So I will be taking the summer off, and I will be back. So this will be my last show for a little while. And I'm going to miss everybody, but I definitely need this time to do what I got to do. And if you want to look for me or find me, all you got to do is go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I still will be reading and doing tarot. It is my career. I don't have any other job. This is my daily, everyday thing. But I'm just going to have to put the radio show on hold for a little bit while I take care of this stuff. So if you want to find me, you can go on to Keen and find me, or you can hit me up on Facebook, or you can Google me, or you can go to my website at stephaniesguidedtarot.com. All right, I got another area code on the line. I got area code 267. Oh, I know this number. Hey, Donna.
Hi, Stephanie. Okay, how are you?
I know this caller. You're one of my regulars. I knew the number.
Oh, definitely. Wouldn't have it any other way. I just wanted to ask you, do you see this weekend anything coming about
Mr.
with
E?
Yeah, E-H.
All right, are you going to get to see it this weekend? Yes or no?
Okay.
You know what? I got a broken sequence. That means that you're going to see him, but not in the sequence. I got that right away. To expect a difficulty and a change, but to also anticipate. You know, I try to do a yes or no and keep it short and sweet, but I always get information in between. I think it's not going to be this time, it's the next time. Okay? So I don't think he's going to be able to overcome the challenge. He might be a little too far away. Or there's a change, okay? In some
sense. Oh, okay.
He, with his services, okay?
Right. He'll be doing the Army thing?
Well, there's a change. It's not just because he doesn't want to see you this weekend. The reason why is there's a difficulty around him regarding work, or there's a change around him regarding work and what's upcoming. Like something is difficult for him. It wouldn't be another person or anything. Okay?
Oh, okay.
I don't feel like he's just breaking it off or there's anything negative. I just get wait and try again. That there's unexpected fate around him. You know, he's not in the most steadiest position. And just bad luck coming. Not everything is good for him.
Oh, okay. Not everything's going good with him right now.
No.
Oh, okay.
With work. So I do think that work changes on him right now. He's not getting set times off.
Big real fast. With the blocking thing, I can't help but why he has to do that if there's not another person around. Could you just look and see if there's another person around at times? Is that why he blocks me?
Well, I don't see why does he keep blocking you. Because you know what? I think that will change later in the upcoming when things are not so difficult with you two. Okay? But right now, I feel like he blocks you, like he's making a good choice because, like, he doesn't have the strength or control to, like, be patient enough to see and text. And you get, like, he's just a jerk. But he just doesn't want to. He'll change when he thinks there's no problems with you. And I do feel that the blocking will change coming up in order to be more peaceful. But right now, like I said, everything I think what we've already talked about, you're just going to have to put that plan in motion and have a couple of nice visits. And then things will start to change and he'll feel more balanced. There'll be more truce. You get what I'm saying? That's going to all change, Donna. We got a plan. But this, you just got to wait for it. He's being a jerk and being mean by blocking you and being in control. He just doesn't feel like texting back and forth. You know, he looks at it, but it's like he's expecting difficulties with you. So that's why he does it. It's not because he's with another woman. And he does it in his daily, everyday life. It's like morning to night. You get what I mean? He can't be with somebody all the time. And I don't see him with anybody. So it's not that. It's just the fact that you and him need to maintain some peace, and then that will change. But just give that a little bit more time. Because I know we got a plan. All right?
He has a plan?
You have a plan.
Okay.
And we have a plan.
Ouch.
Me and you. We're working on that.
Right. Okay, but he's hanging in there too? Like waiting?
Well, yeah, I'm not getting any negative feelings at the moment. But then again, I wish I could answer all your questions on here. But, you know, I'm
okay.
In my special if you want to do more details.
You know I will. Okay.
Special for the summer. Yeah.
Okay,
right,
thank
Donna.
You.
No, you're
Talk
welcome.
To you. Bye-bye.
I hope I was able to help. All right, bye-bye.
Yes, okay.
All right, guys, I got another caller on the line. I got area code 925. What's your name, and where are you calling me from?
My name is Carmen. Hi, Stephanie, and I'm from Oak Creek.
Hey, Carmen. How are you?
I have a question. Fine, thank you. I have a question. I have an event on Saturday, and my friend, you know, Eduardo, is planning to go to that event. And I'm kind of panicking because I have a lot of my friends that they also know my husband, my family. So can you tell me anything about that?
All right. Well, let me see if you're going to run into Eduardo at this event. What day is the event on?
Huh? What?
What day is the event on?
On the 13th, Saturday. He's planning to go, and it's an open event, so, you know, you pay your ticket, and it's for, you know, it's for a group of, the, of people.
All
that's
right,
a non-profit.
You are going to see him there. You are going to see him there. But I don't feel that your friends are looking at you in that way anyway. You know, with
okay.
false eyes or a negative, they feel when they look at you, they see, you know, a very put together woman with a family. So they don't even think that way. I think that's your guilty, you know, your conscience.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel you're going to run into him, which is going to be a good thing, okay? Because, of course, he's drawn into you. You will talk to him. But there won't be any type of quarrels or any type of inclinations, okay? You're a very sweet woman anyway. So you having conversations or even sitting down and visiting, I don't see a negative draw or a deception. Do you understand?
Okay. Because why would he ask me? He told me that he wants to see me, okay? Why would he choose to see me there when I'm not even able to be with him?
That's funny. I told you on our private reading that he was going to want to see you, and you said no, that you guys weren't talking. And he said he didn't want to see you, remember? I love it when I see things and they happen. I just have to let you know.
Well,
point that one out to you.
Let me tell you, I will not be calling you if I don't trust you. I know how
yes.
good you are.
All right.
You're good.
So I'm glad that now he wants to see you. So let's see what's going on, why he wants to see you there.
I want to know
We're
if I'm going to
do a private
go.
Session with Carmen. I want to look more into this. All
yeah,
right,
but at least
see.
Let me tell me about this. I will always have a private
wants to
with you.
He explore
so.
Things with you. He does want to see you. He wants to be in your person, and he feels that this environment is a way that it would be good to shelter it so you could have fun. You could interact with him. You guys can have a good time, and then there doesn't have to be any problems. It makes him feel like you're in an environment that could be happy, okay? It's a happy environment, even though it's a family environment. Family and friends. He trusts a lot
friends.
Of people. It's good news. He feels like this is something that he was feeling. So he was feeling this would be a good idea to see you there. And at this point, if everything goes well, then he will make plans to see you at a later time. At a later time, okay? So he's just wanting to see everything goes well. Around, so if that emotional connection's there, and I do get it is, and then I feel like it'll be easier for you guys to kind of mend things and kind of go to the next level, you know, seeing each other again. Outside of this is just good. It's a good play, whatever way you look at it. You're going to have a good time.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so afraid. Oh my God.
No, go have a good time. It's going to be fun. Smell good, look good, and wear that smile, you know, that energy. You're going to have a great time.
Yeah. Okay. Will I go to bed with him that day?
Will you do what?
Will I go to bed with him? Will I have sex that day with him? That's a really bad question, but I don't know why, but it just came out from me.
No, but he would like to. Oh, you guys are in a difficult situation, and I don't think that you're going to leave with each other, okay? Mm-hmm. You guys are here. You're going to this meeting to get back into a peaceful mode, to get balance back, to build the happiness, okay? That's what you're going to. Go with it. This is just a good play to get you guys back on track.
Yeah, but everybody knows that my husband is sick and everything. And if
but you're not sick and you still have friends. You don't have to be so, don't let it bother you so much because they're not thinking these things. You know what I mean? You are kind. You can talk to whoever you want.
Okay.
You're at a good place.
All right.
If you have any more questions and you want to get more details about certain things, you know how to reach me. I'll be around.
I know. Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right, darling. All right. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
All right, I got another caller on the line. I got area code 702. What's your name and where are you calling me from?
Hi, my name is Frank, and I'm calling from Detroit.
Hey, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking.
What's going on? How can I help you?
Oh, yes. I interviewed for a job on Monday at a Jesuit school, and I just want to know, how do you see that playing out for me?
Interview on Monday at the school. How are you going to get the job? All right, I got good news. The next thing you're going to talk about and negotiate is financial or salary. I feel like you're going to go back down there again.
Oh, great.
All right. I got within a couple of weeks, a week or two. It's not even far off. I don't think the job starts right away, but I mean, I get to making the decision to preserve things and so that there's no conflicting influences, okay?
Okay.
With other people. So I get good news, and you'll be able to have enough time to concentrate on study and scholarship stuff. So I don't know if you're teaching or what the deal is, but you'll have time to figure things out if they'll give you time.
Wow, because I guess I could ask the second question. The second question is, I'm applying for school, and I just want to know, do you see me getting accepted to a particular school? It's a USC.
That's weird that I couldn't figure out if you were going to teach or go to school.
Doing both.
I was getting across. Yeah, I couldn't figure it out. Well, all right. You're a go-getter, boy. I see that. I like that. All right, because I got right here that you're going to be enforcing these matters. You got things going out. You're going to be checking in on it. You're determined. And I got a few different places. I do get a letter coming back in or an email. It could be one of two places. Or, you know what I mean? Because I'm getting suspense, negative on one, and I get a positive on the other. I feel like, so you are going to get accepted into something. But practical-wise, I'm looking at things, and you are going to be all over the place. Yeah, I think you'll be able to handle it, but you just are like a traveling little, you're like a soldier.
Right.
Because I do get travel. So that means your work is a different place than where you're going to school.
Okay. Yeah. That's true.
Because I got...
This might even cause a change.
I mean, literally, I think, I don't know what you're going to do. I feel there's a lot of changes coming around with changes. Do you know what I mean? Because I get there's even, you're going into the unknown. You're kind of just going for the gusto to see what's going to work. And
oh, yeah.
I'm also getting, there's a possible change of residence around you.
Very true.
Because
yes.
Future, I can't pinpoint you staying long term at these places. Because I feel that school is whatever is going to put. Because I feel like you are looking to you aren't looking just for regular money for this. You want to be okay. You're looking to be valuable. Everything to work. And you got a combination of things you're going to have to do in order to attain that material prosperity. And the spiritual part, the peace with it. So you are extremely educated. You're definitely transitioning on a higher level. And I just feel you pushing through. You're gonna start something. You're gonna have to quit, and then you're gonna have to go on with your studies. Is I think the most important. As long as you can maintain that. And under the circumstances, then I get the change of residence. God, you just got so much changing that whatever you're planning is about to change within a change, if you get what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, it all makes sense.
All I can say is that don't fear the future. You're not going to fail. That you got, it's okay for things to be in suspense with you. But everything's gonna come together.
Okay.
At the end of the day, it's gonna heed with the outcome. So whatever you got to do in between, that's fine.
Okay.
That's fine. All right. Well, I hope I was able to help you, darling.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
All right. Well, you have a wonderful day.
Well, you too. Now, bye bye.
All right. Bye bye. All right, everybody, I want to thank you for joining in today. I always appreciate you. I am running a special, and it's probably going to be the last special I run for a little while. You have to go sign on to my contact list on my website if you'd like to be notified of when I do run them. And since I'll be taking the summer off, I'll miss you guys. But if you want to get a hold of me, you can reach me on Keen, Facebook, or go to stephaniesguidedtarot.com. I hope everybody has a wonderful weekend, and I hope you have a wonderful summer. I'll be talking to you soon. Until then, peace, love, and happiness. Mwah.